this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea said Tuesday's successful missile test involved a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile. A North Korean state newsreader here said the missile can be tipped with a super large heavy warhead that's capable of striking the entire mainland of the United States. She said the North has finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the North continues to test missiles that can threaten the entire world.
In response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, sir, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
DefensePriorities.org senior fellow and former Army Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis said he believes the North is seeking a deterrence to a potential U.S. attack.
I don't think that the intent is to antagonize anything. I think they have an absolute terror of a U.S. attack. And so I think that they feel like they have to accelerate their testing as fast as possible so that they have a weapon system that they feel will deter us.
Both Russia and China have condemned the launch. North Korea continues to conduct a nuclear and missile test in defiance of UN Security Council sanctions. The council is set to meet later Wednesday on the matter. This is VOA News.